Hey biggies, here's another week's learning for you. Can you all try and remember the family learning challenge that Mrs. Ray explained? Give it a go. I've done mine. It was good fun. It's due on Monday. I'm sure Mrs. Ray might give you a little slack. The Teams meets are getting quite busy now. If you've not come along so far, please do. You can just sit and listen quietly if you like. You can't be seen and you don't need to be heard if you don't want to. Remember, you can get in touch with me in Teams or by email, or if you click fill in this form, you can get in touch that way too. We'll be having video conferences on Monday at 2, Tuesday at 11, Wednesday 2, Thursday 11, Friday 2. So down below, I'm changing the order of the learning this week. I wonder, can you think why? I'm starting with art. I'd like to set a wee drawing challenge for you this week. I'd like you to try and draw every day. Just spend 5 or 10 minutes sitting quietly sketching some objects in front of you. Use a pencil, look at the lines and draw what you see. Do you remember how we did this in class? How you needed to concentrate and how quiet it got? Choose an object to collect a few together and try and make a pencil drawing. Start by looking carefully. Don't worry if things are not perfect. I put a couple of examples from the class from last year in the post, and a wee link to still life drawings for kids. Search on YouTube if you really need more help. Post the ones you like to your e-portfolio, and any ones you want to share, post to the art gallery on the biggies. A wee photography challenge now. Now, I know you don't all have that necessarily cameras, but quite a lot of your phones or tablets, and you can take photographs. The idea is to only have half an hour and try and take photographs to fit these targets. Spend some time thinking about it first if you like. So, your favourite smell, a photograph of the front of a building, a photograph that illustrates connection, a picture of anger or something that makes you angry. Make a creative photo of paired opposites. Red. Get closer and fill the frame. You can figure out anything you like to do that. If you do manage, and you might not get them all in half an hour, I think I got 5 out of the 7. Just put the ones you have in your portfolio. Try and make a wee gallery and try and add a caption to each one. I've put a wee example there. With a link where you can see. I've also stuck in a link to a YouTube video to make a fish. If you've got cardboard and glue sticks, you could have a wee go at that. Looks quite good fun. They look as if they might make quite nice decorations or things to hang up. IDL. I've not had a whole lot of response to the work on the Scottish Parliament, so I'm going to switch away from that for a wee while until we have a rethink. So I've uploaded an NHS topic from North Lanarkshire. And you could work on this over the next few weeks. And if you're doing so, try to organise your work. You could make a folder, or you could even put the work you do in your e-portfolio and make an NHS category. There are some social science tasks, health and wellbeing ones, and some expressive arts. If you need a wee bit of extra work to do along the IDL approach, you could have a go at that. I put a bit in a wee video of virtual banting. It's coming on nicely. Well done to the people that have involved so far. If you want to join in, check in Teams for a time the server's open and the join code. So far there's a school, roads and a pub. In fact, I think there's maybe more than one school. We probably want to work a bit more on your houses, making sure they're all joined up and with a nice road so you can get to school and so I can find you. I now sort of can get about in Minecraft. It's been nice to see how people have cooperated well, and I do appreciate the coffee in the staff room. Thanks very much. Health and well-being. I want to think of a creative way of keeping fit. Can you do something differently this week? Can you make an obstacle course in your garden or make a creative routine of exercises up? Take photos, write a list or draw a plan. And I've put a picture of the hop snake from the park near me, which obviously some families or children have been making to help have fun and keep fit and help other people. Or you could choose one exercise. Do it for 5 minutes every day. Do you get better? Do you feel fed up? Have a think about it. Literacy. As usual, there's the reading tasks. Keep reading books. Explore a word. There's lots of things to do. Try and do that regularly. Take a word and do some of the ideas in the explore a word page. So you could draw a mind map of it, write a sentence using the word in a different way, write the meaning of the word as if it's in a dictionary, explain what kind of word it is, write an acrostic poem using the word. Have some fun with the words. There's read theory. We're not getting a whole lot of people using read theory, but it would be good if a few more did. The quizzes are quite good, they're easy to do, and I think worth a shot. And there's new spelling resources on the spelling page today. If you need a book, there's a link there to the Oxford Owl Library. Remember, I've emailed you and your parents a class password, asking Teams if you've forgotten, because it's a class password. I can just put it right in there. Choose a book you've read so far during lockdown and tell us about it. Think of an interesting way to do this. You could make a comic, you could record your voice, you could create a presentation, you could make a movie, or you could even write about it. Don't just try and do this quickly though. Take your time and make a really good job of it. Start one day, do a wee bit, look at what you've done the next day and see if you can make it better. Writing. This week I'd like you to write a recount or a report. I'd like you to think about what you've done since lockdown began. You've learned something you wouldn't have learned in school, something different. And I've linked again to the features of a good recount. So check that out, the sorts of things you need in a recount. I'm sure you can remember them for class, but sometimes it's handy to have a wee list. You would need a title. You want a bit of setting the scene, what, where, when, how. And then the main details in chronological order. Check your spelling and all the other stuff. For maths, SumDog, there's a competition this week. It started on Friday, so it would be good if we could do some stuff about there. There's links to the Chili Challenge, Table Practice and Four Operations. If I was you, I'd be doing a wee bit of this every single day. 2 or 3 minutes, 5 minutes on each would probably be fine. Data handling, we're going to keep looking at that. I've put up some worksheets for the octagons and hexagons and the pentagons, squares and triangles. There's 3 worksheets each. Have a wee go. For ICT, I'd like us to do a wee bit more Scratch. Remember, you've got all the back ones if you haven't done those so far. But this week, what I've done is put up a chili challenge problem maker. But the only problem with it is that only one chili works. What I'd like you to do is look inside, see if you can make your own copy by remixing it, and see if you can get the other chilies to work too. You also could make it look a wee bit better. Okay? I hope I'm going to see you all, or hear from you at least, or even just see your name in the Teams meeting. If you want to talk about anything or ask me, you can come into Teams and ask questions there. You can drop me an email. Please get in touch if you are having any trouble or you need any help. I hope to see you, as I say, in the meetings. Cheers.